Pick a Bunny has a big question. Written and narrated by Wendy Gilhula, illustrated by Adriana Allegretti, introduction and audiobook produced by Chris O'Hearn. Apollo Publications, copyright 2018.
This book was written for Tana, Baby Onion, and Carl. Thank you to friends and family and to all who support this journey. Giving is the happiest love can be. Mama Rabbit. Pika Bunny's yummiest chore was to rid the garden of the chamomile plants that crowded Mama's garden. Pika's nose felt itchy and twitchy as a big question formed inside his little head. How do we love, Mama? Asked Pika. Love can be many different things, said Mama. Some say that love is understanding. Some say that love is kindness. Some say that love is giving. Which one do you think it is? Asked Pika as he crunched and munched. Love is how we act, not how we feel, said Mama. Giving is the happiest love can be. Pika was not sure what Mama meant, but every time she said, I love you, he knew that he felt happiness in his heart. It made him feel wiggly and squiggly inside. Pika grinned. After Pika and Mama were finished with their chores in the garden, Pika hopped to the meadow. Hop, hop, hop. Pika liked to hop in the tall green grass. The grass was tickly and formed a tunnel where he and his friends played exciting games like hush and duck. Deep inside the tunnel, Pika could smell the sweetness of the grass. Pika pondered. Love is kindness. Love is giving. Love is an action and not a feeling. Pika rolled and rolled in the grass until he was dizzy. He gave his tiny ears a proper jiggle and popped his head above the prairie sea. Pika giggled. As he looked and looked, Pika spied a blanket of flowers that reminded him of one of Mama's patchwork quilts. Pika picked three flowers for Mama. Snap, snap, snap. The first was blue, like the smell of mint. The second was pink, like the taste of cotton candy. The third was orange, like the feel of sunshine. The three flowers stood for his favorite three words for Mama. I love you. On the way home, Pika met his prickly porcupine friend, Downy Poof Puff. Downy was the sharpest seamstress in the meadow. Pika could tell that something was making Downy unhappy. I feel lonely. No one wants to hug me because of my prickly porcupine quills, said Downy softly. Downy's head drooped. Pika thought about the times he felt lonely. Loneliness was not a good feeling at all. Pika frowned.
Oh, no.
Can I give you a hug? Asked Pika Bunny. Yes, answered Downy. Pika Bunny squeezed his eyes shut and put his arms in the widest circle he could form with his own two brave, furry arms. Pika reached around Downy's shoulders and gave her the very most peaceful hug. Pika expected Downy to be bristly and pointy. Pika was surprised to find Downy spongy and a little squishy. Thank you, Pika, said Downy. Pika sighed in relief that he did not get poked or prickled. Pika gave Downy the blue flower. This left him with two flowers for Mama. By that time, the sun was high in the sky. The day was warmer than usual at the peak of the mountain. Pika found his rainbow friend, Emma Flutterbutter, resting on a log. The butterfly looked fluked and flooped. I have been flying all day, and now it's too hot to fly in the bright sun, said Emma. Pika noticed that the pink flower was twice as big as Emma. He handed her the pink flower. Use this as an umbrella, said Pika. You can rest in its shade. Thank you so much, said Emma. She snuggled under the flower's wide petals. Emma smiled. Pika had made her happy. This left him with one flower for Mama. Pika Bunny was almost home when he spotted old Daniel Elderberry snoozing and snoring in a rocking chair on the grizzly bear's front porch. Some of his overly large teeth peeked out of his enormously black, rubbery lips. Pika wondered. For being such a scary-looking bear, old Daniel was gentle and kind and smelled like dandelion and huckleberry jelly sandwiches. He often told Pika and his friends thrilling tales. Sometimes old Daniel repeated a story once or even twice, but Pika did not mind. Pika gently tucked the orange flower next to the bear. Old Daniel would be so happy when he woke. Pika chuckled. Hop, hop, hop. Pika hopped home. He was so excited about the flowers he had picked for Mama Rabbit. He could not wait to tell her that the three flowers stood for his favorite three words. I love you. Oh, wait. He no longer had the flowers for Mama. He had given all three to his friends. Pika sighed. Mama wanted to know why Pika was looking so sad. I gave a flower to each of my friends, said Pika. Now I have none left for you. Pika, I am proud of you for giving away those three flowers, said Mama as she wrapped her arms around him. I wanted to show you that I know what love is, cried Pika. Pika, you did show what love is, Mama said. Pika thought and thought. Love is an action that makes a happy feeling, exclaimed Pika. That wiggly and squiggly feeling inside Pika grew even wigglier and squigglier. It was a feeling of happiness and joy. Pika had answered his own big question. Uh-oh. Pika's nose was getting itchy and twitchy again. Another big question was forming inside his little head. Until tomorrow, Pika.
The end. To find out about Wendy's other books and upcoming projects, go to www.wendygilhula.com. And that's spelled G-I-L-H-U-L-A. Thanks for listening. Pika Bunny smiled because you were with us today.